We need to have a reformed Security Council in terms of better representation of the world, a better reflection, better mirror of the world as it is. It's a very sensitive and difficult issue. Those who aspire to come in are met with skepticism, to say the least, by some others. And it's a very complicated process to reach that stage. But I think reform of the Security Council will be important to complete the picture of reforms. I would hope that we, in the future, especially after the Cold War, will have less of a role of the veto. I jokingly sometimes say, and perhaps this is the inappropriate place to say this, but if the Security Council would work a little bit like the Catholic Church and the Cardinals when they select a Pope, that they worked until the white smoke comes out, if that model of work could be seen in the Security Council, maybe we could get resolutions through and not use the veto.
The Security Council passed a resolution about the Holy See, affirming its status. Of course, the Holy See is now the only permanent observer in the United Nations. People have said that this puts it in a precarious position. Is the Holy See's relationship with the UN a secure one?
I think the Holy See plays a role and can play a role as permanent observer and stress the values that guide the Catholic Church. And these values could be very important. On the development side, you have the need for prevention, to act on the health issues, helping the next generation, the children, and not least the girls who need to be educated. The Catholic Church could send the messages on reconciliation in the political sphere, and of course the message of peace generally, and on human rights, the value of respect of human dignity. The Charter of the United Nations and the values guiding the Catholic Church are coinciding in many areas. So I think the presence of the Holy See in New York is a reminder of these values, and by that it can strengthen the role of the United Nations in these areas that we have talked about.